Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world on the internet. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Virginia, talking online with a very, very special guest all the way from Hawaii and the Waikoloa Village, the beach resort area. We have our great friends from the Eddie Aikau restaurant, and Eric Hanano is online with us. Eric, welcome to Travel World.
All right, thank you. How are you guys doing?
I am doing absolutely fabulous, but I sure wish I was back in Hawaii. Now, the Eddie Aikau restaurant and surf museum, first of all, it's a fantastic, phenomenal restaurant in and of itself, but there's something extra special about this, something that really touches my heart every time I think of Hawaii, and that's Eddie Aikau himself. Now, as I understand it, this particular restaurant is owned by the Aikau family, and Eddie Aikau himself is a real big-time hero in Hawaii.
Yes, it is. And the family does own the restaurant. Eddie was a legend. Eddie still is a legend. Was an amazing person, and we wanted to open up the restaurant in memory of such a big local hero.
Now, Eric, can you please tell a bit about the legend of Eddie Aikau? Because I know I could go on, and the website has blogs and pictures of the sumptuous, wonderful food. I can't go on enough about how great the food is at this restaurant and the wonderful care you guys take care of. But the surfing museum part really honors Eddie Aikau, and there's a local saying, Eddie would go.
Eddie was a lifeguard. He was originally a lifeguard up at the North Shore in Honolulu. He was in Tower 29. When he was a lifeguard, no one ever passed away when he was working. He was an amazing lifeguard, big local hero up there. He ended up going onto the Hokulea, and when the Hokulea flipped over, Eddie, being the person that he was, jumped off the Hokulea, tried to swim to shore, just to go and try and save the people that was on the Hokulea, and that's how he passed away. And that's where the thing with Eddie would go, and there's a lot of things that Eddie went, and just because of the person he was.
He was an extremely brave soul, and that's a really abbreviated version of the story. The Hokulea was the name of the actual ship that they took. As I understand, this was an expedition between Hawaii and Tahiti?
Yes. Yes, it was. The Hokulea, they navigated throughout the oceans, and only by using the stars and the skies and like the time of day and stuff.
Now, just to give everybody a picture of just how big a hero Eddie was, and when they say Eddie would go, he feared nothing. He was always concerned about his people. He never lost a soul. And when this particular ship capsized, they were wondering, what are we going to do? And yep. Eddie, he had his longboard with him and everything, and even as far out as he was going to paddle himself, make it to shore in order to get help and rescue people. This is just what an incredible, courageous man he was.
Yes, he was, there's not much people out there in this world right now that would actually do something like that, and just that shows who he was as an individual.
That's precisely one of the reasons that this entire surf museum is special. I mean, the museum is being cobbled together by bits and pieces as part of the restaurant itself. So, when you go to the Eddie Aikau restaurant and surf museum, you're going to see all kinds of artifacts around there. You're going to have a phenomenal evening's meal. But when you look around, you'll actually see real meaningful artwork and meaningful artifacts from this whole thing.
Yes. We have the shorts, like a symbol in Hawaii back in the day when famous surfers or lifeguards would be out there would be the color of shorts that they wear. And we have Eddie's shorts that he wore, and it was red and white shorts. And, that was a big thing. If everybody seen that red and white shorts, they would know that was Eddie. We also do have his trophies from when he was when he won the surf classics and the surf competition. So we have his trophies here, his shorts. We have pictures of him, and we even have a duplicate of his surfboard hanging up at the bar area.
That is an incredible story. The ending part of that particular story, when he paddled it to shore, Eddie was never seen again. Apparently succumbed to the, to the Pacific Ocean. And the interesting footnote to it all is that eventually the Coast Guard came around and did rescue everybody else who was on the boat. But it still doesn't take away from the incredible bravery and heroism of Eddie. And to this day, all over Hawaii, you know, when you say Eddie would go, it's because you know people would look up to having, you know, even a tenth of the courage of this man. And yeah, that's why it's such a special place at this particular restaurant.
Yes, I mean, it's awesome just to be a chance to, you know, show who he was as a person. And for the people, there's a lot of people in the mainland and stuff, would not know who he was, but he's a big local hero in Hawaii. And the restaurant gives us an opportunity to show everybody explain to people of who this legend is.
I wanted to properly showcase that on this particular show because, we could go on and we could spend hours talking about the food that we had that night. I mean, the chef made a special menu for us with the sampler platters and the grain-fed filet that we had. And it just went on, and the creative foods, and the flavor was incredible. When I spoke with Catherine that evening, she said, because we've been to Hawaii before in the past, she says, what's the biggest change that you noticed from 1998? And I said, the food has improved immeasurably. And, when we go to the Eddie Aikau's Restaurant and Surf Museum, it's one of the finest meals that we've had anywhere.
Nice. Thank you.
Now, let me tell us a bit more about the executive chef that you have, because the chef himself is also an incredibly special person and extremely talented.
Yes, he is. Our chef is Scott Ludi, born and raised in Maui. He's a five-time Hale Aina winner, which is a big thing for Hawaii. What's amazing about Chef is that he's one of the only chefs on the coast right now that we're trying to do everything from land and sea to the restaurant. All our product that we use, everything that we try to do, we support local, and everything is brought in from within the island. Like our wild our tomatoes, it's from the wild farms in Waimea. Juicy, amazing tomatoes from down to the grass-fed beef that we bring in from the Hamakua coast. Our mushrooms, our goat cheese, everything that we do, that we showcase, is all brought from the islands. We have this amazing fisherman that just does stuff for us, pretty much, and our fish is brought in, our fresh fish brought in daily.
That was incredibly tasty. I remember that evening, and we had course after course, plus a very unique kind of a salad with watermelon and walnuts in it, which was I thought was fantastic.
Yes, it's something completely different, something that you don't see. The watermelon salad is a big hit.
Tell me about some of the other specialties of the restaurant. Someone, a must-have.
If you do come to the restaurant, a must-have would be the 16-ounce Aikau ribeye. It's soft, juicy, cooked to perfection. The Lani ribs just falls off the bone. The way chef prepares that is just that you don't need a knife, you just grab a bone and the meat completely falls off. Any of the seafood is just fresh, brought in every single day, so you can't go wrong with any of the seafood.
I remember with the grass-fed filet, it was just so incredibly tasty. And you to really properly enjoy it, you just sit there and you'd enjoy one piece at a time, and it just melted in my mouth. It was one of the most tasty filets ever. And the fact that it's locally grown Hawaiian product is even more special. I just love the way, especially lately in the businesses that we've been showcasing here on Travel World, are very much helping and encouraging all the local merchants, and that's something that's really special to me.
Yes, it is. And, and that's what we try to do. And even down to, being authentically local, being from the islands, all the workers in here, to work here, we try to push the aloha spirit, but we also try to give back to the community and bring everything and keep everything local and fresh.
And as far as one of the most special parts of the local flavor, and anybody can serve food, but man, the people that you had helping us that evening and the people that we saw around, I mean, we were paying attention to the other tables too. It's the people that make the difference at Eddie Aikau's. You guys are phenomenal. You're wonderful people.
That's a big part that we try to stress, you know. It's like we tell people when they first come here, you know, it's like to be yourself, to be unique and unique, but at the same time, you know, like everybody has a part of Hawaii in them, you know. Like aloha is a word that a lot of times that we do say, but aloha comes from within, and it's the way we were raised in Hawaii, and everybody that works here has great aloha.
It's a spirit of welcome. It's a spirit of warmth and friendliness. Eddie Aikau Restaurant and Surf Museum is located in the King Shops on Waikolo Beach Road, right near the Hilton and the Marriott. It's the Big Island of Hawaii. It's an absolute must visit. Eric Hanano, thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show today.
All right, thank you very much.
And we're looking forward to seeing you again soon.
Okay, we'll look back forward to seeing you guys again too.